Hello, and welcome to episode 10 of 50 Shades with Dave. I am Dave, and today we will be discussing chapter 10 of 50 Shades of Grey. Let's get started. So in chapter 10 of 50 Shades of Grey, they have just heard that someone is in Christian's apartment while they are having sex with each other. And so Christian gets up and out of Anastasia Steele, and as he's putting his clothes back on, he has to also untie her because she had been slightly tied up while they were having sex. And so the person outside in Christian's apartment was Christian's mom. And so Anna goes out and meets Christian's mom, who's very curious about who she is and how they met. And it overall is, turns out to be very, very nice. And then before they leave Christian's apartment, Anna gets a couple of phone calls. She gets one from Jose, who she ignores, and then she also gets one from Kate, who is asking where she is, and she tells him that she's in Seattle and that she'll be home very, very soon. And Christian gives her a manila envelope containing their contract, or what will be the contract for this relationship. And they get into his car. He drives an Audi R8 from Seattle to Portland. They get food along the way, and while they're getting food, Christian reveals that when he was 15 years old, one of his mother's friends actually seduced him, and that he was submissive to her for six years. And this is information that Anna really struggles to kind of comprehend and deal with. And because it's a big revelation that we'll be coming back to later in the episode. They plan to meet up again next week. It's the weekend now. They're planning to meet up again on Wednesday after Anna has work. Anna gets back to Kate, and they kind of discuss each gray man that they're with, because we know that Kate is dating Emmett, who's Christian's brother. Jose calls again, and they talk, and he apologizes. And then in the final moments of the chapter, Anna opens the contract, and we'll find out what it says at the beginning of the next chapter. Okay, so we have a couple big points to talk about with you guys. One is a big revelation that Christian tells about his past. It's definitely a big deal. I'm just going to read what Anna's reaction is to it. I take a large slug of Pinot Grigio. He's right, of course. It's delicious. Jeez, all these revelations. It's so much to think about. I need some time to process this when I'm on my own, not when I'm distracted by his presence. He's so overwhelming, so alpha male. And now he's thrown this bombshell into the equation. He knows what it's like. So this is a really interesting little passage because she's kind of realizing that why Christian is doing, or maybe a reason why Christian likes what he likes and is kind of doing what he's doing with her. And it just kind of is, it's a big revelation, and she, you know, is flabbergasted, by it. We get a good contrast between the two Gray brothers in this chapter from the descriptions that were given by, their significant others, and they're different, just kind of in the way that the two women kind of approach the two men. So, this is kind of what we learn more about Elliot from. We learn more about Christian because Elliot apparently has told Kate that it's really unusual for Christian to date anybody. And so that makes Anna kind of nervous, but also excited, because it means that something about her has really caught Christian's attention, which I think is something that we'll be very conscious of moving forward. Talking about Elliot a little bit. Kate is so excited to be with him, and apparently she's usually not one to be very giddy about being with someone. It's run of the mill for her at this point. Elliot calls the house later in the chapter, and I'll read a little bit. The phone rings again. It's Elliot. Kate winks at me and skips off to her bedroom like she's 14. I know that she would be writing her valedictorian speech, but it seems Elliot is more important. What is it about the Gray men? What is it that makes them totally distracting, all-consuming, and irresistible? I take another slug of wine. And that last sentence is a good segue into to kind of the final little thing that I want to talk about in this episode, and that chapter 10 really has, which is some of, I think, the best, most well crafted sentences in the whole book so far. The first one I want to talk about is right after Christian tells her this big piece of information about herself. She says, "I'm really not hungry, Christian." And then, "I'm reeling from your disclosure." I am reeling from your disclosure. That is an absolutely incredible group of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 words. It epitomizes the kind of style and way that E.L. James is writing this great on this great novel. The next one is again later in the chapter. The phone rings, jolting me from my reverie. She had been thinking about moving off into her new apartment and going and just kind of her future. And then the phone ringing brings her back to reality. And I'm just going to read that sentence again. The phone rings, jolting me from my reverie. There's one more, which is in the final paragraph of the chapter. And it's, "Do I really want to know the extent of Christian's depravity? Do I really want to know the extent of Christian's depravity?" That is a very, very important question, and something that we'll have to find out the answer to very, very soon. That is everything that I have for this episode of 50 Shades with Dave. Please email me at 50shadesdave.com. No. 50shadesdave@gmail.com. If you ask me any questions, they will be answered on the podcast. Also, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. It's 50 Shades with Dave. 50 Shades with Dave. You can also follow us at the Podomatic website, which is 50shades with Dave at .podomatic.com, and there's also 50shadeswithdave.wordpress.com. And hopefully there won't be, I know this was a really long hiatus between two episodes, but hopefully we'll see you again very, very soon. Thank you.